no, like, I hear you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, is this game good? Yo.
Power, power. It's the one. Power, power. It's the who? Power, power. Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, power. It's the one. Power, power.
Saturday every morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our impression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this lower state? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you. Precept upon precept, line upon line, the scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, power, it's the one. Power, power, it's the who. Power, power, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native, Latin, and Black Biblical Topics. I'm Captain Yahshua.
Shabbat shalom. Happy Sabbath, Captain Apari.
Shalom, Most High in Christ. Bless, Captain Amariah.
Wait, wait, and don't say your name yet, though. Because, especially what we're going to be talking about today, there's a lot of people that think if they don't look, if Israel don't look like you, they ain't Israel.
Facts.
Right. Bang. And this whole, you know, misunderstanding with the Northern Kingdom. Mm. So someone going to look at you, bro, and they're going to say... They're gonna think your name is Captain Judah or something
right,
like
right,
that. So
right.
So introduce yourself.
Shalom,
and,
shalom.
And let them know what tribe you're from.
Shalom, I'm Captain Gad from the tribe of Gad.
From the tribe of Gad.
Get it right. Oops.
He ain't trying to. No. I know how you are. That's why I have him on stands. These are expensive. Mic dropping. Captain Gad is in the house.
All praise. All praise.
This is the first brother in Israel. Now, let me ask you this. Let me be clear before I make a statement here. I don't want to be fake news.
Yes, sir.
Did you always know you were Gad?
No.
So you were raised yourself thinking you was Judah?
Yes.
All right. So you were raised so-called black?
Yes.
So this is the first brother in Israel.
That's right. That's right.
Who was raised as a so-called black man. And when he came into repentance,
right.
He did not try to rep Judah. He said no.
I feel proud, actually.
Yes, yes. And hey, I'm gonna tell you something, cause I be messing with Judah. Like, I love Judah. Parham will tell you, we grew up with Judah. Like, we were the lightest in like the whole freaking area of the Bronx that we were in. We were the lightest ones in the whole project. Most of our best friends were with Judah. I like messing with Judah. I love the hell out of Judah. I like messing with Judah because, bro, even Bishop said it not too recently. Hey, there's a lot of Judah, man, that you ain't Judah.
Yeah, you ain't
Judah. You rolling bro, like you're just...
Lot,
hey, I might be Judah.
All right. Bring it out.
Hey, I'm going to be bringing stuff out of these classes. I'm bringing
I might be Judah.
You got to be surprised who's Judah. Bring it out.
Yeah, right.
Who you would never think.
All right. So Captain Gad, the first brother that was in, you know, in his repentance, he said, wait a second. He said, I'm from Gad. I'm not... Mm-hmm. So he repping it right.
That's right.
He repping it right. I know. Hey, we got a Reubenite here that kind of looked like the Danny DeVito version of you.
Which one?
Eliezer. Oh, yeah.
When you said Danny DeVito.
I mean Twins. You know the movie Twins? Nah, you never seen that? How old are you, Gad?
20.
Damn, you're a young brother. You're not a millennial, though, right? When were you born? 29.
My year might be millennial, but my mindset is not.
Oh, so you fall into the millennial year?
Nah, I can't.
He said, my year might be. Millennial.
No, you carry yourself. You carry yourself much older, bro. You carry yourself much older. How long you been in the truth?
7 years.
Wow. So you repented really young too. Wow. Okay. Were you trifling? Were you trifling? You look like you were trifling in the world, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look like a trifling ass.
I was out there. Lamont, I was definitely out there.
Okay. Was your name Lamont?
No.
Oh, leave my brother alone, bro. That is a
trifling name, bro.
Lamont. I want to say Lamont was probably the last fight I had as a kid. Lamont. I beat the crap out of Lamont. Lamont lived on the 14th floor and he was terrorizing everybody. I let it go with me. I couldn't take it no more when he went after my little brother. I said, "Oh man." I said, I'm going to have to handle this.
Judah Vex and Ephra.
Yeah, man. Me and Lamont went at it. He got a couple shots in, but I handled them. Bro, we were like one of two or three Puerto Rican families in the whole project.
Back in the days when you threw hands and you threw hands, yeah, right? Toe to toe. Mm-hmm. You didn't do the shooting thing. Nah. Win, lose, or draw, mad respect for each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we didn't become friends after that, but it was like if I was in the elevator and he opened the door, he didn't step in the elevator with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I would walk, like I was walking out the building and he was walking in and he would like, you know, take a wide breath. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, we weren't like giving the head nod or nothing, but, you know, we would like kind of just give each other a look in the eye. Like, you know, I did kind of embarrass him. I slapped him. At the end.
Oh, that's the worst, bro.
Yeah.
You did a Chappelle.
Well, he didn't want to stop. Well, it was different back then. Look, I'm not going to make the show about that. We're going to jump into the topic. It was different back then. Like Cap was saying, now, man, it's like some real crazy stuff. Like, bro, even like, because we had like the community watch in the projects, like in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually were like the refs for the fight. Like, they sanctioned it. Wow. Like, they came out. They saw we were beefing. And they let us do our thing.
Hey, and they were OG.
Yeah.
They were OGs that were doing the community.
They let us do our thing. I was handling the dude. They took me off him. And they were like, "Yo, you done?" And he was like, "Nah." He came back. And the guy was like, "All right, then take your ass whooping." And, you know, I went back, you know, handled him again. And then, and you know, so they were like policing the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because they were like, "Yo, just let them fight it out. It's no knives, no guns. Nobody trying to jump anybody like that, you know?" Yeah, nah.
He said, right about that, boy.
But Lamont, see, look at all the memories you brought back by saying Lamont.
Trifling,
he was a trifling ass.
That's
trifling
a
ass,
name,
bro.
A
you know what it was, bro? He thought that me wanting to just avoid problems was me being a herb, you know, like a punk.
Yep.
And, you know, so, you know, he never got physical with me up until that point. It was all verbal and whatever, posturing. But when he got physical with Oceanside, that's the nickname for my crazy younger brother. Our crazy younger brother. When he got physical with Oceanside, I said, "Damn!" I said, "I got to do something now." You know, you have the street code. You know, it's like, damn, if I let him get away with that.
Dad said, "Yeah, I remember when I used to vex you, Ephraim." Yep. Yep.
Yeah. You know.
Hey, actually,
then I repented.
Actually, I didn't vex Ephraim. Actually, I never even had any Hispanic friends.
I know, because
where were you raised?
I was raised in South Florida.
Wait, you didn't have no
and you didn't have no Spanish friends? Wow, you were racist.
Hialeah, Liberty City.
Racist.
Where?
Nah, I grew up in a place called West Palm Beach. It was mainly
West Palm Beach. Hey, that's a stone's throw from where I just watched the Epstein documentary on Netflix.
The whole thing.
West Palm Beach is the hood area.
Palm Beach.
And across the bridge is
right,
Palm Beach,
yeah.
And that's where all the rich pedophiles
yeah,
are. So they were, yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. That's
nothing but
Jesus. Hey, it's an interesting documentary, man.
Yeah, but it's a mixture there, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, because he wasn't, I mean, from what I saw, what was featured in the documentary, he wasn't taking no Southern Kingdom girls. He was taking Edomite and Northern Kingdom girls.
And that one Northern Kingdom sister.
Yeah, well, that was the one
that got on video. Yeah,
bro, that dude had.
That's right, yeah.
Bro, that thing.
Hey,
was,
he may have had some Southern Kingdom.
Bro, and you saw his MO, like with the massage and everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
weird,
let me talk about that weirdness.
He saw his vibe, bro.
They start massaging his feet. Bro, in his house, he had the setup. Like, that was the room where he would, like, basically be his pedophile thing. Mm. And it was like a massage room with a massage table. And that's how it would start. So he would have these 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 year old girls come in. And like they would give him a massage, and he would turn over. And, like,
it was evil stuff, bro. Evil stuff.
Yeah.
Even his girlfriend was down with it.
Yeah, his girlfriend was recruiting him.
Yeah.
Like she would do it too, but it was crazy. It's crazy. It's only like four episodes. They're like less than an hour each.
I binge watched them.
Yeah, I know. I saw it only one night.
Yep.
I saw it only one night. It was good.
I did.
Well, you know, I was curious to see what they would say about him and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Because I really didn't know who he was. I mean, the name was familiar from the earlier case And then, you know, so I looked it up anyway. You said Palm Beach made me think of that.
I know. It came right.
All right. Let me get into this. All right. So today's topic is called I'm Not Black, I'm Dominican. And you could change that to anything. I'm not Dominican, right? I'm from the tribe of Ephraim, right? You could change that to anything. I'm not black. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not black. I'm Mexican. I'm not black.
I'm OJ.
I'm Native American. You could say I'm OJ. You could say, right? But I titled it this, and I know, right? So people are going to jump on just for that because they like sensational titles. You know how Israel is, right?
Like controversy.
Say it. That's why we got to do, like, good titles. I'm not black. I'm Dominican. So I'm going to start off reading a little article, and then we'll do the video. So I'm going to read a little article, and then we'll do the video. So let me get the article here. I'm going to pull it up. So I came across this article. I don't know if somebody posted it on one of the groups or what. And I said, I got to read this.
That wasn't you that posted it, Kat?
No.
No?
No, he posted it.
Yeah.
He posted it, yeah.
All right.
I know, I'm posting crazy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I lost track.
That's it. I'm not black. I'm Dominican. All right. So that's the sister that wrote the article. Her name is Julissa Castillo. And I will tell you something. I have learned this. When you are in any of the coasts, you have the mindset where you're in a little bit of a bubble. And this is what I mean by that. If you're like in the Northeast, the tribes are very familiar with each other. So you heard how he said he really didn't have Spanish friends growing up. That was an impossibility in New York. Your blacks and Hispanics were very like that. We were intertwined.
Big time intertwined. We were intertwined. Not even like a little
intertwined. I think the biggest separation you would have, and it's not really even a separation, is you had Spanish Harlem and regular Harlem, but it was still Harlem.
And we were still mixed in there.
And we were still mixed in there because it wasn't like there was this line and they were there waiting. No, you can't come on this side.
Nah.
Just the way the flow works in New York or whatever, there was overlap. It's just one was very much more ethnic towards Northern Kingdom, Spanish, right? And one was, and what I meant by that was the stores, the food, the stuff like that.
That was the difference.
That was the thing. Yeah. So like, you know, you got the Spanish culture in Spanish Harlem, the black culture in regular Harlem.
Hey, you had the Apollo Theater in Black Harlem, and you had the Puerto Rican Theater, which was really the South Bronx.
Right.
That was like our Mecca.
Right, no, and the South Bronx was Little Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, Teatro Puerto Rico was called.
Yeah, that's it was called Little PR.
Yeah.
And everybody knew if you went to the South Bronx, like that's where most of the PRs were. Most.
But Judah was there too.
But Judah was there too, absolutely. Hey, and Benjamin and Levi, right? Because we grew up, bro, remember the neighbors down the hall, the Levi's, the Haitians?
Oh, yes.
Stop
yes.
I say, right?
Yes,
so we
yes,
knew
yes,
them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And on White Plains, once you got past 214,
Benjamin.
All Benjamin. So it was all Benjamin. So here's the thing that I've learned. You're in a pocket, and you're familiar with these other races. Now, what comes with that is someone from the Northeast will look at this sister and say, oh, yeah, she must be Hispanic. Somebody from Middle America or even parts Southwest will look at her and say she's mixed. And what they mean by mixed is that she got to be part white and something else. Right? I say that to say it's not just white people, but there's a lot because, right, the vibration is out there that so-called brown people. And remember, black, brown, those are just colors. What they really used to signify is the races that fall under those characterizations, right? So when they say black people, they're talking about Jamaicans, Haitians, mm-hmm. So-called African-Americans. And when they say brown, they don't mean you got to be brown. The point is you don't got to be black, right? Because this is really black, right? I have not met a black person as this color, right? And white is really like the inside of this cup, right? And you don't really see people like that. So it's all just speak, right? And brown, right? I don't have anything brown here, but brown is a
brown.
Very, right? Well, because you got some Hispanic
brown.
People that are that zone.
Brown.
But I mean like true brown, right? The point is when they say black and brown, what they're really referring to is if you're an Israelite that's familiar, it's Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. And if you're not familiar, speaking colloquially, what we're speaking about is you have your so-called African-Americans, right? And then brown would mean Hispanics, right? Of Hispanic descent, okay? It should really include Native Americans as well, right? If you're really going deep in that,
they
because
come in
they're part of it.
Yeah.
Right. So, yes, our scripture tells you the heritage is like a speckled bird, meaning that we come into different shades. If you look at speckled birds, you'll see that there's white, there's brown, there's beige, there's black, there's all this different colors. So you look at this sister, and some people will say, you know, yeah, she's Hispanic. Some people look.